Hey, I'm Rickster CDN, Rick Claus here at Microsoft Ignite at the Channeline Live stage, and managed to grab a popular speaker. You just finished the session not too long ago.
Yep.
Mahesh Thyagarajan has come and joined us.
All right.
Now, you and I have been talking for a while, and now we've made a big announcement that just happened and released within the last couple of weeks.
Right.
But it's something that is going to revolutionize the way that you do things with Azure.
Right.
Specifically in the area that I'm really passionate about, the Azure IaaS and the compute stack and sort of stuff.
Yep.
But it's also going to induce a lot of change into the way that an IT pro, a LAN admin, a sysadmin is going to go off and deploy something. So talk to me about this thing that is called Azure Resource Manager,
right,
but the new piece of it.
Yep. So Azure Resource Manager has been around for about a year now.
A year,
and a
bit.
Yeah. And I think we just launched GA of it. I think the important part of the announcements that we've made at Build and Ignite is really the message around the integration of compute, network, and storage providers under Azure Resource Manager. What this brings to the table is now it brings the capability for IT pros specifically, where they can go ahead and deploy an app like, say, a SharePoint, right? Either a non-HA for a dev and test purpose or from a HA deployment standpoint. You can go deploy this in a single click. Right. Previously, if you think about SharePoint deployments, it would take you like a month to get it up and running. But now you've got this whole thing where it just literally takes you, a single click in an hour or two. You have the entire deployment ready to go for you. And I think that's the key message that we're landing. It's about how simple we've made IaaS for you and how we can go do the in-VM configuration in a simple fashion is the key message.
And so this is something along the lines of what you would see in the I don't know if you call it the new portal, the preview portal, the elaborate-looking portal, I'm going to call
right.
it. That one there has the ability to go off and have templates that are already made that are complex with their setup.
Right.
But it's a one-click, fill out the missing information, and then off you go.
Right. I think that there are a couple of ways we've, I think more than one ways which we've enabled it. One of the things is what you're telling about is the ability where you can go do it through portal. We have a couple of mechanisms where you can take one of these standard templates that exists. You can just take the file, go post it inside the portal, just say single click, and you can deploy the whole thing right from there. Mm-hmm. And it could be any custom template. It is not a specific template that you get from the gallery or something like that. So custom template deployments have also been simplified, where you don't have to worry about, hey, how do I go author a UI for my own custom template? It's already inbuilt.
So I have the ability to take a template that already exists. Maybe I got it from the portal. Maybe I got it from a friend. Maybe I got it from someone else that happened to write a blog post about it, whatever it happens to be.
Right.
And I can go off and modify it.
Yep.
So for those of us that aren't from the development side of things, what format is this in? How do I edit it? And does it mean I'm going to have to install Visual Studio on my box?
Right. So I'll start with the first question. So what format is it in? It is of the type JSON, right? I think the fundamental, one of the key aspects of Azure Resource Manager is that the templates themselves are backed by the REST APIs. So all Azure services actually expose REST APIs, which are RESTful.
Right.
And going forward, Azure Resource Manager offers them in the JSON format. And that's why you will see all these files in the JSON format. But nothing to panic.
Okay. So my heart rate's going up. It's going to go down again.
Yeah, right. So the thing is, even though it looks like it's pretty complex or a JSON, the way I position it is, if you author a PowerShell script, you just say new Azure VM, you go ahead and enter all the different parameters that would allow you to deploy a VM. The way you think about it in a JSON format is just, it's just indented in a slightly different fashion. All that we are asking for is the same VM name, the same, the VM size, the property, the username, password, and things like that, but slightly different format. And the key part is, you don't have to have Visual Studio to get started. We're doing a few things here. The first thing that we've done right now is to actually launch a set of pre-built templates in our Azure.com template community gallery. So you can actually go take one of these pre-built templates, start from there. And the good part about that section is that we've done a good job of segregating it into different categories. We actually have a 101 category that lets you get started, like, hey, how do I deploy a VM? How do I go about just using SSH keys for my Linux VM? Or how do I use a DSC extension for my Windows VM? Doing all of these simple things, we've actually categorized them as 101 templates.
Okay.
Then we have a set of 201 templates that goes a little bit deeper into starting to build out a small app. Then we have rich applications themselves, which goes from setting up AD in a HA fashion to SQL Always On to SharePoint. And then we have more Exchange and other services coming online on top of Azure Virtual Machine. So it is about simplifying Microsoft apps and even non-Microsoft apps, Linux apps, on Azure Virtual Machines in a simple fashion.
So gone are the days of my massive scripts that were required to be able to go off and to open up endpoints, to be able to go off and set up load balancing and all that sort of stuff with PowerShell. And
absolutely.
Gone are the days of the PowerShell nested commands and nested commands and nested commands to be able to go off and do stuff.
Absolutely.
It's now in a declarative file.
It's a declarative model that allows you to do both orchestration of your infrastructure.
Okay.
Where you can say you can say express dependencies between, hey, VM1 needs to come after VM2, and also allows you to express dependencies between the script files that you're running within the VM. So you can actually say script 2 running on VM2 can actually take a dependency on script 1 running on VM1.
Oh,
so
wow.
you actually have capabilities where you can go not just at the infrastructure layer orchestration, you're going one level deep into application orchestration, which is kind of the key message.
And these cross compute as well as
Network,
as well as storage.
And the important part is, even though we have done them at compute, network, and storage layer, the good part about Azure Resource Manager is it doesn't stay with that. You can actually go pick a website. So if you have an app mm-hmm. that is using Azure websites backed by a SQL Server always-on cluster running on a VM, you can go express that in a single template file. So we're not just stopping at compute, network, and storage, but we're extending ourselves to all other Azure services that are being exposed through Azure Resource
okay.
Manager.
Now, all these scripts, and now the ability to modify them and then be able to share them out and everything else like that, for someone that is a developer, this is probably, you know, check the code in, you're able to check it out, you can do that sort of stuff. What about the IT pro guys and IT pro gals that are out there? Are these just literally text files you can go off and edit with whatever you want?
Right.
To go off and do it?
I think there are two parts, right? I think the first thing is, you know, in general building and editing this file, there's kind of like, when people look at it, it seems a little bit complex. There are a couple of things there. I think in terms of best practices, what we recommend is, you know, go, you know, take one of these standard template files that we have in our repository, go take a look at them, find similar patterns. And one of the common things that we tell people is, you think there is no pattern and your app is unique, but it's not. We always have a sample. It's always similar. You are setting up AD. You are setting up SQL. So go take a look at it. You are going to find a sample. Start from there.
There's no scripts that are delicate snowflakes.
Nope. So it's always there. So take a look at them and start from there. So that's
okay.
The first thing.
Yep.
And in terms of editing, you know, we do offer rich Visual Studio support. You know, Visual Studio makes it simple, but that's not it. What you can actually use a Notepad++,
yep.
any JSON editor, right? You can actually go use them to go author these template files. The good thing, and in fact, I don't know if you heard about the announcement at Visual Studio at Build, we actually announced Visual Studio Code.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So
that's cross-platform, too.
Exactly.
And it's also lightweight. It's like, what, like 80 megs or something?
Yeah,
like that?
80 megs, and it's very lightweight.
I don't think I've ever heard of a Visual Studio implementation that has ever been 80 megs before in my life.
That is true. But I think, I actually demoed this in my session using Visual Studio Code.
Okay.
Like, you can author these template files, Visual Studio Code, you just download it off the internet and just go you know, integrate it with your GitHub repository and just start editing right there. So what Visual Studio offers and one level deeper is the capability where you get IntelliSense support.
Mm-hmm.
Where you can actually say, hey, did I make a mistake or not? But the good part, especially from an IT pro standpoint, is we support a commandlet to do that for you. You can actually say, you can author a template and say, just validate this template. So there's a commandlet for you to just go run it and say, validate my template. And we'll tell you what the error is, and you can just go fix it. So it's very easy.
Now, you mentioned that just from a deployment perspective, you can go off and you can take these declarative files, JSON files, and then upload them into the Azure portal to be able to go off and deploy them. I'm assuming I can also do the same thing from a PowerShell perspective, right?
Absolutely. I think, so there are two ways in which you can interact with the platform. The one way, the important way I think we've announced is really the capability with templates, which simplifies your deployment process. In terms of, we support PowerShell commandlets called new Azure Resource Group deployment commandlets,
mm-hmm.
which will allow you to deploy these templates into your subscription. So it is very, very simple. In terms of storing these templates, they just have to live wherever you stored your scripts.
Okay.
These are not any different. Don't worry about them. And you can actually store these template files in the same place. The interesting part about the template files themselves is they're also repeatable, which makes it really easy. Because you can back them by using parameter files, right? You can say, hey, you know, I'm going to have a template file that actually deploys it in my dev environment,
mm-hmm.
and it deploys it in my test environment, and another in my production environment. You can have a single template file with different parameter files to go deploy it across three different environments.
Okay.
And it simplifies your the entire task and the job for you, and it's very, very simple. Yep.
easily repeatable.
Yep.
Because it's a script and a declarative file, the chance of doing a clausing or a mistake is greatly reduced. That's out there. It's almost like it's for people that are not used to doing any kind of script management, other than simply like I do, simply throw them on a USB stick or up inside my OneDrive, someplace like that. You really also should go and start to delve a little bit into, if you've never done it before, delve into the whole concept of Git as an example, being able to do some kind of repository that checks in and checks out and branches off.
Right,
and they're just text files.
Yeah, they're just text files. And the important part is, it doesn't have to be Git though. Like if you have a source control system that you have implemented, like you know Source Repo or whatever, you can just go check these files in. It's not any different than any other source control mechanism.
Right.
It's a deployment file. It's your deployment file. Just like how you should treat these files like your scripts that allows you to deploy infrastructure on the cloud.
Okay. So now, you mentioned that these setups can be more complex, different levels, integrate different components. Is this all done serially, like it was with PowerShell way of being able to do stuff? Because I would have to wait till things happen, go to sleep, and then come back. Is it done yet? Go back to sleep again. Have we made a change with that now?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's one of the biggest improvements that we've made with the compute stack.
Yeah.
So for folks who have been playing with Azure for a little bit while, are aware of the fact that, hey, you know, I used to get a 409 conflict for some of these errors, we've made some drastic improvements. With this updated APIs, we can accept massive parallel deployments of virtual machines in your subscription. So it's just a fundamental difference that we've made in the stack. We've also added a lot of features around higher availability by introducing three fault domain constructs. We've improved the custom script extension support. So we've done a lot of improvements, not just on the compute side. On the networking side, we've gone deep in. We've broken down the different pieces for infrastructure and actually giving you the Lego blocks for architecting an application. Now it'll make more sense if you're an ID Pro. You're like, hey, this is what I know about. I know a virtual network. I know a network interface.
Right.
That's what we're providing with the new APIs and further simplifying your experience on Azure.
Whenever you guys start talking about like the REST APIs and all sort of stuff, my eyes just kind of start to glaze over. I just don't understand what's going on. So I'm very happy now that we have these declarative templates and I can just deploy them with PowerShell.
Right.
Seth, just so you know, PowerShell, it's very powerful stuff you can do with it. Now with these declarative files, it's even better. That's an inside joke. You'll get that later on. So updating, maintaining, and keeping them all good. All fine. Central spot, check them in, check them out. You got code capabilities that are in there. Covered parallel deployments. Give me an example of something that's really, I mean, you showed how to be able to mix websites and SQL labels on. What's your kind of coolest thing that you're talking about from a template you've seen so far in your 100 level, 200 level, 300 level examples?
Right, I think the some of the cool examples that, I mean, I would absolutely quote SharePoint, right? SharePoint's been really good. The amount of complexity that it actually involves and the integration that we have done with the DSC extension goes all that. It's a very complicated template, but we have some great examples and a documentation coming out, which will exactly tell you. So that's the interesting part. Like even for some of these complicated templates, we're not just going to throw them out to you and say, just go learn them.
Yeah.
We're going to back them by documentation. We're going to exactly tell you what each script does. What is the exact flow? What does the orchestration look like? How can you go modify that?
You heard it here, we're documenting them. That is awesome. I'm curious, do you have like a nice handy short URL or something like that for the code template area? Do you have a name that we're calling this? How do you find and discover this?
Right, I think the simplest way to find that is go to azure.com, go to our community section and look for templates.
Yep.
So just go to Azure Community Templates. And I think we also call them Azure Quick Start Templates. So if you just search for Azure Quick Start templates, you'll find them.
Now, what happens if I make a really cool one? Can I contribute to that?
Absolutely. So I've
been thinking of one. I haven't checked to see if it's there yet, but I always get asked questions about being able to very quickly set up like one of the larger DS series machines and then attach a bunch of premium storage disks.
Right.
And having to go through the manual way of creating that was a bit of a pain.
Absolutely.
Does that one exist yet?
We have that already. See?
I'm late to the apparently.
You're
I'm late to the party.
We already have that. But I think there's so many more cooler scenarios, you know, that the entire gamut of possibilities that now this opens for customers to go deploy and the different scenarios that you have. You can actually contribute to the community, take from the community. So we are really building an ecosystem around this to make it easy for everybody to use IaaS virtual machines going forward.
Okay.
Yep.
Quick start templates, go to Azure.com, take a look at templates and everything else like that. Any closing words besides the fact we're going to make sure that we have a reference to the recorded versions of your sessions that just recently happened here at Microsoft Ignite? Any closing words or closing thoughts?
No, I think the key message really is around we've gone ahead and fundamentally simplified how you deploy apps on Azure. Mm-hmm. And we highly recommend you to think about architecting applications more than just worrying about infrastructure. So we're making it simple for you to think about infrastructure in an easy fashion and then worry more about your apps and how you configure them, how do you get them up and running fast, and simplifying that even further.
Awesome stuff. Yep. Mahesh, thank you for joining us here at the Chainline Live
stage. Thanks so much, Rick.
At Microsoft Ignite. Thank you for joining us as well, and we'll get right back to the next session and next content. Stay tuned.
All right. Thank you so much. Thank you.